This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released its latest national abortion statistics Wednesday. The number and rate of reported abortions fell 3% in 2010, the most recent year for which the CDC has statistics. That figure and a 5% decline the previous year highlight our next story. Abortion clinics are declining in number. They are threatened by state laws requiring health and safety standards, legislative and other government action defunding abortion, and by the practice of abortion itself when practitioners run afoul of the law. Abortion advocacy groups continue sounding the alarm, but most often the alarm is coming from within the practice of abortion itself. Abortionist Stephen Chase Brigham was reported to Pennsylvania officials as being connected with a new Philadelphia abortion business. His license to practice medicine has been restricted, and with the memory of Kermit Gosnell still fresh in the public's mind, state officials connecting the dots had no recourse but to close down Brigham's abortion business, Integrity Family Health, in Philadelphia. This is Life News Radio. Our final story for this Thanksgiving week comes from a company once called Lever Brothers, now industrial giant Unilever, which has made a new film encouraging expectant parents to bring their children into the world. Here is an excerpt.
Come, bring your child into this world. There has never been a better time to create a brighter future for everyone on the planet. For those yet to come.
Unilever's Project Sunlight has the 5-minute video one pro-life blogger and scientist called the film the most hopeful secular production I've seen in decades.
The world needs more good guys, and I like to think our baby will be one of the good guys.
This has been Life News Radio.